I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. This week on The Rough Draft Diaries, I'm at the Toledo Museum of Art. Now, if you're an ardent listener, you may be thinking, I don't remember the museum being nominated for an episode this week. And you're right, the museum wasn't nominated, but I'm here to meet up with this week's guest. It's David DuPont.
And you're talking to me in my position as I chair the PR and marketing committee for the Black Swamp Arts Festival, which is held every year the weekend after Labor Day, which is September 7th through 9th this year. This is going to be our 26th running of the festival. We celebrated our 25th year last year with a big splash, and we're still partying in our 26th year.
The Black Swamp Arts Festival is a three-day arts and music fest held annually the weekend after Labor Day in September in Bowling Green, Ohio. There's a juried art competition, activities for kids, and both national and local bands perform sets on the three different stages throughout the entirety of the festival. For instance, last year you could hear the Irish folk band Lunasa. Or maybe the blues and rock artist Nikki Hill.
Here's one I wrote, y'all. This is called I Got a Man.
Music is an integral part to the festival, but David doesn't want people to forget that it's not just music that you can experience while at the festival, there's also the artwork.
The music does get a lot of attention, but there are people who just come for the art show. The art show is first rate. You know, it's one of the issues we have is we really don't know how many people come to it because it's a free festival. People just come on Main Street and, you know, you can count it one time, but you don't know if that person is going to come back. You know, if there's other crazy people like me who are, you know, on Saturdays when I'm on the street helping out at 5 a.m. and I'm leaving at 11:30 at night.
So David's longtime support of the festival is twofold. It's in the hours he puts in to prepare for each year, but also in the amount of years he's been going to the festival before he started working for it. David went to the very first festival back in 1993.
It started 26 years ago. It started with people just trying to come up with an event that would bring people downtown and sort of bring people together to celebrate this, you know, this artistic side. Interestingly, it almost didn't happen after the first year. The first year they had torrential rains, and the headlining concert had to be moved into a local church. You know, I know for myself, we didn't go to that headlining concert. There was Leon Redbone because it was pouring, and word, this was also 26 years ago, it was before really social media was a big thing. Yeah, it was almost washed out. And some downtown business people said, well, this is worth trying. So they loaned it money so it could go on the next year. And I think this probably was the wildest dream that started with people just trying to come up with an event that would bring people downtown and sort of bring people together to celebrate this, you know, this artistic side.
By putting a spotlight on the artistic side of the community, the city of Bowling Green gets to share the spotlight as well, which David believes this historic community deserves.
Yeah, we are, you know, we get stereotyped as the home of the tractor pull, of the national tractor pull, and that's fine, that brings people in, and that's, but, you know, I like to say that somehow people think that the road from Toledo to Bowling Green is longer than the road from Bowling Green to Toledo. It's, yeah, it gets overlooked, but maybe it is. It's hard for me to say I'm here. If they overlook us, it's to their detriment.
As you can tell, David likes to focus on the positive, especially when it comes to the festival. He's often reminded of the sense of community the festival brings to everyone who partakes in it.
It's a time now when people from the outside, people who graduated from the university or grew up here and moved away, so many home, it's like a homecoming, people come back. You always see people, you know. You know, there's probably people you see who you only see at the festival, but it's like your old friends. And that's the spirit. You know, my kids would say, this was their favorite weekend of the year next to Christmas. You know, and that's the spirit you get with this.
And that just about wraps up this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries. But first, here are David's connections for the next episode.
So these are some of the ones that some of my colleagues on the board suggested. One would be the Center for Food and Culture, which is was founded and run by Lucy Long. Does a lot of interesting things looking at local foods. Partners for Clean Water has a lot of efforts looking at ways to that we can keep our waterways and Lake Erie clean. And then there's always, if you wanted to hear more about BGND, you can always come back to us.
You'll have to tune in to find out who I pick. For now, I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.